starting in 2024, a main family that opens or contributes to an existing NextGen 529 account, up to $1,000 of those contributions are tax deductible on their main tax return.
Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Hey, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. Joining us on the Street Beat is Christopher Young, NextGen College Savings Counselor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I get your title correct?
You did. Yeah, I work with the Finance Authority of Maine, better known as FAME.
Okay, nice. All right, so first talk a little bit about the NextGen. Just give us a summary of what it is.
So NextGen is Maine's tax-advantaged college savings plan. It's a 529 plan. So families in Maine can save for their children's education. That money can grow and can be used for any educational expenses.
And what's the NextGen mission?
FAME is a quasi-state agency. We want to help Maine families make sure if their children want to go to college and what those choices are, that they can afford that.
What are the advantages of NextGen 529?
So NextGen 529 is a college post-secondary savings account for families. They contribute. FAME also has ways to match those funds. For instance, if a family opens a NextGen 529 account and they automate their deductions or their contributions through their bank or through their employer, even $5 every 2 weeks, FAME's going to give them a $100 bonus.
Nice.
And then the big one is every single year, the total amount of family contributions to that NextGen 529 account, up to $1,000, is matched with a 30% grant from FAME.
Oh, wow. What can we use the NextGen 529 account funds for?
So all educationally related expenses, and that's a pretty broad canvas. Students can use that money to attend a four-year college, a two-year community college, a one-year certificate program, several approved apprenticeship programs. They can take online courses. It can be used for things like if they were a community college student and they had to purchase tools. Because of their program, maybe they're going to be an auto mechanic or a welder, then those funds can be used to support those expenses as well.
All right. And who is eligible for the NextGen 529 account?
So either the person who opens the account or the beneficiary has to reside in the state of Maine. So I'll give you two examples. You have a grandparent in Maine who has a grandchild who lives out of the state. They can open a Maine NextGen 529 account.
Mm-hmm.
And on the opposite side of that, you have a child living with their parents, and the grandparents live in, you know, Iowa, and they want to open an account, they also can do so.
And what are some other restrictions?
There's restrictions on, you know, at the end, you know, if you decide to take the money, there's a penalty, all those types of things. But there's other valuable things that you can do with those funds. Even if the child, let's say the child gets a full ride to Harvard, or if the child decides to go in the military or some other path, the funds can be used for other additional things. You can change the beneficiary to another child, can hold on to the money till the child is later in life. The money never expires. So the child might decide when they're 30 that they want to get an associate's degree, and those funds could pay for that at that time.
What are the tax benefits of NextGen 529?
The tax benefits are that if the money is used for those educational expenses, the earnings are tax-free. So you're going to put all this money away starting at age one, and when the child is 18 or 20, you're going to start to draw those funds down. There's going to be a lot of earnings on that money, including the grants from FAME, any interest earned based on your decision on how to invest that money, whether it be a simple savings type of situation or whether you want to be a little more risky. But anyway, all of those earnings would be tax-free as long as the money is used for the educational expense. The other really cool thing this year that really should get families to make the decision is that starting in 2024, a Maine family that opens or contributes to an existing NextGen 529 account, up to $1,000 of those contributions are tax deductible on their main tax return. There are some qualifications for that. A single taxpayer would have to make less than $100,000, and then a family would have to make less than $200,000.
Nice. So how do we contribute to the NextGen 529 account?
So So there's lots of ways. Once you open the account, there's many ways you can contribute. You can make it automated through an ACH, through your own checking account. There are ways to contribute online. Grandparents can use what we call contribution coupons, where they make a contribution to the account. Simply send a check to the Finance Authority of Maine. There's an online way to make a contribution. You can set up automated deductions through your own bank or through your employer and have that money come out of your paycheck, kind of like a set it and forget it kind of thing. You don't notice that $5 is coming out every 2 weeks, but over a 10-year period, that's going to provide a pretty good lump sum of money for a child.
And who can access the accounts? Can the child access their account?
So the account owner has control of the fund until which time that they either give the account to the child or the funds are exhausted. Yeah. Those distributions would come through FAME. Like, people typically will call our office and say, hey, I need to make a $1,200 payment to the University of Maine or the University of Maine at Machias or Washington County Community College. And we would take care of that for them.
So how is the money invested?
So the investment is up to the person who opens the account. You can choose a lot of different options. I'm not an investment broker and don't want to give advice. I can't even give myself advice. But there's lots of different options from low risk to high risk to age-based and all those types of things. But once you get into opening an account, that's all explained to you and you are given a lot of options.
How much can I contribute to the NextGen 529 account each year?
It's up around $10,000 that could go into a student's account on a given year. A reminder that FAME's 30% match only goes on that first $1,000 of family contributions.
Can I change the beneficiary of my NextGen 529 account?
At any time, you can change the beneficiary to another child, maybe to a grandchild instead. You can even change the beneficiary to yourself and use the money to get a degree for yourself.
Okay. What happens if I withdraw money from the NextGen 529 account for non-qualified expenses?
There would be a tax penalty associated with that withdrawal.
Okay. So let's talk about how to open a NextGen 529 account.
The easiest way to open a NextGen 529 account is to go to our website, nextgenforme.com. The process is really simple. And there's even a way there for a person to say, I need some help. And someone like myself will call them or set up a Zoom with them or meet them in person and help them go through the process.
So is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to make sure we make the connection between NextGen 529 and the Alfond grant. The Alfond grant is established for Maine babies born in this state since January 1st, 2013. Every single Maine baby, the parents didn't have to sign up for this. They didn't have to fill out a form. They didn't have to approve or disapprove. The $500 grant was established in the child's name with the record of live birth. And that $500 is also managed by FAME. And we make it really easy for people to take that $500. It's a grant. You can't contribute to it. But if you transfer that money over into a NextGen account for free, now you can continue. Now others can contribute and continue to make that money grow.
And what year did that start?
It actually started in 2009. And during that time period, people had to sign up for it within the first year of the child's birth. But since 2013, it's been automatic for every single child born in Maine at a Maine hospital. We do also have some qualifications for military families and things like that, but that would be a little bit more in depth than I'm able to answer.
Okay. All right. Christopher Young, NextGen College Savings Counselor. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. And head on over to nextgenforme.com, right?
Yes, sir. That's the website, and it's brand new and it's easy to use.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits, Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.